Jury deliberations begin today in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the murder trial of former pro football player Ray Carruth, who is charged with arranging for his pregnant girlfriend to be killed. During the two-month trial, jurors heard testimony from more than 70 witnesses. If convicted, Carruth could receive the death penalty. From member station WFAE, Scott Jagauer reports.
Prosecutors contend that Carruth, a former wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, hired a hitman to kill his pregnant girlfriend because he didn't want to pay child support. Carruth, who was making $650,000 a year with the Panthers, already had one child by another woman and was paying more than $5,000 in child support. On November 16, 1999, Sharika Adams was shot four times from a passing car as she drove home from seeing a movie with Carruth. She died in the hospital nearly a month later. Her baby was delivered by cesarean section and survived. During the trial, prosecutors made Adams their key witness. They played a tape of her call to 911, which placed Carruth at the scene of the crime.
How did this happen?
Prosecutors say the recording supports their theory that Carruth stopped his car in front of Adams, allowing the shooter, in a third car, to pull up beside her. During the trial, the state also showed jurors notes scrawled by Adams on her deathbed that implicate Carruth. During his closing argument yesterday, lead prosecutor Gentry Caudill displayed a photograph of Adams as he replayed the haunting 911 tape. He said the defense has tried to make Adams disappear from this case.
Despite all that you've heard, all that they put up here, Sharika is still here. She's a voice saying to you, Ray Carruth did this. He's guilty.
But the defense offers a far different theory about how Adams died. Carruth attorney David Rudolph says his client was not at the scene of the crime, and that's why he didn't call Carruth to testify. Rudolph claims the admitted trigger man, Van Brett Watkins, shot Adams in a rage because Carruth refused to finance a drug deal, not because Carruth paid him to kill Adams. Rudolph did put Watkins on the stand to portray him as a psychotic felon, even though he knew Watkins would point the finger at Carruth, which he did when asked about possible murder weapons.
A .38 or a .357. I said, well, that's going to kill him. And Ray said, well, kill it then.
But in his closing argument yesterday, Rudolph again pointed his finger at Watkins, who pled guilty to lesser charges last year to avoid the death penalty.
The shooting of Sharika Adams was, in fact, an act of senseless, mindless rage by Van Brett Watkins. It had nothing to do with Sharika Adams' pregnancy. It had nothing to do with Ray Carruth hiring anyone to do anything.
If jurors believe that argument, they will vote to acquit Carruth. If they don't and Carruth is convicted, the jury will then be asked to decide if the former NFL first-round draft pick should be executed for his crime. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte.